Okay, so let's start. We start the mission above. So the mission says, "Bein lasuus melechol b'tshuva, ein meres tmei ani loch, v'shabai edim sheit meo, ein meres eni shayse v'shabai la in a yoyse lash shayse v'shabai la ba'al abaderech." So all of these cases, what they have in common is that she's not able to be shaisa. And she's not able to be shaisa. Yeah, we'll see from something where not from something. How do we know she doesn't want to drink? If the Baal doesn't want to give her, if the Baal is Mala Baderech. And there is Tmeyani Loch. Rashi says in Daf Chav that the reason why she's not shaisa is because she's duka v'emedes. The whole purpose of the mayim is to be bedeker. If she says that she's tmeya, so she's duka v'emedes. She's already duka, so there's no point in being mashker. Yeshli estapik. What if she says she was tamei from somebody else? Would we be mashker? The pastor says not. We'll see. Maybe it's totally in the Gemara Amud Beis. We'll see when we get there. But the pastor says that we would still not be mashker because at the end of the day, she's duka v'emedes. She's duka. She's tamei to their husband. The point of the mayim is to be bedik if she's tamei or not. But doesn't matter if it's from this. If it's from this fellow or from somebody else. Yeah, yes, welcome, Lawton. At the same time, what if Adam came? Right, one of the cases is Shabbat and she's male. What if Adam came and said that she was made from somebody else? It's the same stuff. Adam come and say she's tmeya, but not from this boil, not from this boil, from some other boil. So also the pastor says that she's not shaisa. The Mishnah has a tzad. We'll see. It's telling the sugya number base, so it's ahead of ourselves. But the Mishnah has a tzad that even if Adam came and she was tmeya from somebody else, she would still be shaisa to be bailik because she was tmeya from this fellow. And maybe it's even nafkamina because if she's tmeya from this fellow, then she's a surah boil. Maybe the mokum for the bdika, there's even an akamin in the bdika. The Baal was makana from Pliny. So meanwhile, she's asura to Pliny. Adam come and say that she was mezana with Almoni, with somebody else. So to the Baal, she's also regardless, and she's going to be teitzei b'leik suva. But maybe there's a mokum to be baidikur. Is she allowed to marry? She allowed to marry Almoni. So we should give her my. We should give her the mayim. We should give her the mayim to see if she's muteris to the plenty from who the whiskino to be mater to plenty. It's never going to work. It's never going to work. The mayim are going to kill her. Because when they're masker, and the Mishnah says later, when they're masker, so they're megalgal, she says, Amin v'amin. So faster than Rashi means in Chumash, Amin v'yishzeh, Amin v'yishacher. The megalgal is mus with other people too. And if she was mezana with somebody else, not with the fellow with whom it was Kini and Stira, then the mayim kill her too. So what's the point of being masker? It's a surefire death sentence. The Aiden were made, that she was made, that she was mezana with somebody. So the Mayim are going to kill her. So the Mayim are not going to be mocked to her to the Baal. And meanwhile, she's a surah Baal, mikoyach the kini in the stira. So the chayr of pshutoi, there's really no point in being mashker. If Aiden came and said that she was tmei, even from somebody else, there's no point in being mashker. She took away medis. We know that the Mayim are going to kill her. So to whom? What would be the point of being masculine? We're not going to be matter to anybody. That's the chayr of the pasuk. The Mishnah Melech has a tzad to say. We'll see why. The Mishnah Melech has a tzad to say that if Adam came and she was tmeya from somebody else, we would still be masker to be baidik if she was mezana with the plaining. If she was mezana with the fellow with whom there was kinyan steer. Okay, let's see later. So Rashi, lechol b'truma imukayim. Shabbat b'ol abaderech. The shulin amayim baitkenos ikir el kamon. That's so clear to me why the Mishnah talks about truma. Eila suris melechol b'truma. You should say eila suris labal, eila suris labal. What does the Mishnah mean? Eil v'asuris melechol b'truma. Harameres t'mani loch and so on and so forth. She's also lechol b'truma anyway. The kinyan steer has this little truma. After kinyan steer, she has a little truma. That's the Gemara. Was it in Chav Ches? It says three times v'nitma echol l'bal echol l'boil echol l'truma. The kinyan steer has this little truma. So what does the Mishnah mean? Eil v'asuris melechol b'truma. The answer is that if it was only kinyan steer, she's also lechol b'truma. Meanwhile. But she's not also lechel b'truma forever. She's also lechel b'truma until we're mashker and we're mavar that she's muteres. But if these things happen, then we won't be able to be mashker, and she remains asur l'truma forever. But that's true for the baal and the bayil too. Why does the Mishnah single out eil asuris melechel b'truma? Should have said eil asuris la baal v'la bayil v'la truma. Okay, anyway, let's see the Gemara. Let's look at Haskalah. Look, Gemara, Omer of Amram, Homil Sa'omelin of Sheshis, Anolin of Ainin of Mesnisin. Of Sheshis said the following Chiddush, and he opened up her eyes to see that there's a riot from the Mishnah. What's the Chiddush? So to Sheshis, Ainim, Dinisayam, Ainamayim, Beit Gnaisu. That if there are Ainim anywhere, then the Mayim aren't Beitikar. Doesn't matter if they didn't come yet. If there are Edom in the world, then the Mayim are Baidikim. My time up. The Hamakov in Nistra, even Tmav Eid Embo. The Lek of the Yodaba, the Puki Ha, the Ik of the Yodaba. So, Rashi. Vanil Ein and Havil and Rai, the Gorbim must Nisim. So, it is Shesh, the Ein of Dinis, the Yam, Shero, Shinitma, Mizet. So this Rashi is a big tumult. Rashi sounds like he's, from Rashi, it seems that this halacha of Einim Medina Sayam, that Einim Medina Sayam prevent the mind from being baidik, it's only Edim from the fellow with whom there was kinu. We'll call him the plainy. If there's Einim, she was nipper from plainy, even though they're not here yet. But if there's Einim Medina Sayam somewhere in China, they're Einim, she's nipper from plainy, so Einim mind baidik in his ishtar. But if there are Edom that she was nitma with somebody else, so this Rashi sounds like he's saying that if there are Edom that she was nitma with somebody else, that would not prevent the mayim from being baidik. There's machlekes achrayim. How to understand the deal? The Mishnah Melech understands the Dig to be that Rashi holds, he understands the Dig to mean that Rashi's saying that if there were Edom that she was Mazana with somebody else, calling with Joe, if there were Edom she was Mazana with Joe, then the Mayim aren't Baidiker even from Joe. If there are Edom that she was Nitma from Joe, then the Mayim will still be Baidiker. The Edom of Nina Sayam and Joe have no effect on the Mayim, and the Mayim will do their thing, and they'll be Baidiker Me'ish Zeh, and they'll be Baidiker Me'ish Acher, and they'll be Baidiker from Joe too, and if she was Mazara with Joe, the Mayim will kill her. The Edim and Dinas Yaham have to be Edim only from the plainy with whom there was Kinui. Those kind of Edim destroy the whole point of the Hashgah and they invalidate the Hashgah. And the Hashgah does nothing. But any other kind of Editumah will have no effect on the Mayim at all. And the Mayim will be Baidiker 100%, and it'll be Baidiker from the plainy, and it'll be Baidiker from Joe, it'll be Baidiker the way they would normally do. With the Gilgul, Mishzeh, Mishachar, they'll do the complete Bdikah. That's the Mishnah Melech understands Rashi. The Keren Eira says, no, that's not what Rashi means. Avada, if there are Edim that she was Mazana with Joe, then from Joe she's Bdukah Vaymedes. Well, he doesn't say the Hasbara, but let's say from Joe, I think that's the Hasbara, from Joe she's Bdukah Vaymedes, and the Mayim will no longer be Baidiker from Joe. But they'll be Baidiker from the Plenty. Masha Enkein. In other words, whoever there's Edim for, whoever she's Duke of Emedis for, the Mayim won't be Baidik for him. But they'll be Baidik for everybody else. Not sure. If the Keren Eira, what if it was the other way around? What if they're Edim of Dinas Hayam from Pliny, but it happens to be that she was Mazana with somebody else? Will the Mayim be Baidiker from the somebody else? That the Keren Eira doesn't talk about. It was Chayes Lamach Musafik. Since the Bdika for the somebody else is only Derech Gilgal, the claim is Magagal her somebody else. So if the Mayim aren't effective to be Baidiker from the Pliny, because she's Buka Vemed is the Pliny, there's Edim Dinas Yam from Pliny, so maybe it can't be Baidik, so then there's nothing I wish to be Magagal. If the Mayim are Baidiker from Pliny, we can be Magagal, we can be Magagal that she'll be Bdika from other people too. But if there's Edim Dinas Yam from Pliny, then the Mayim are null and void, then they're not Baidik for anyone. That I'm not sure looking at the Keren Eira. We're going to have to revisit this whole time when we come to Amud Beis, because Amud Beis is a problem in the Gemara. The Sugya Amud Beis seems to be against Rashi altogether, both according to the Mishnah Melech and according to the Keren Eira. We're going to have to see if there's any, but we'll have to see. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. I don't know if we've got them in Beis. But meanwhile, we'll speak out that within the Rashi, not everybody holds. You could learn not like Rashi altogether. The Mishnah Melech himself thinks that the Sugya on the base is mashma not like Rashi altogether. And if there's Edei Tumah anywhere, it doesn't matter, Edei Tumah from this boil, from a different boil, Edei Tumah invalidate the Mayim completely. And the Mayim won't work, they'll just be like Poland Spring, nothing. The Mayim won't work. It doesn't matter where the Edim are coming from. It doesn't matter doesn't matter what kind of Edei Tumah they are. But Rashi certainly doing that the way. Rashi would do it that the Edom have to be Shenitma Mizeh. That was Rashi wouldn't say it. Rashi is clearly going out of his way to tell me that the Edom Dinas Yam have to be Edom Shenitma Mizeh, not just Edom Tumah Baalma. So in that Rashi, there's three ways to learn. The Mishnah Melech learns that the Edom who invalidate the Mayim, who neutralize the Mayim, the Edom Dinas Yam who neutralize the Mayim, are Edom from the plainy of the Kinui. But other Edom have no effect on the Mayim at all. And the Mayim will be totally active and Baidik, and they'll be Baidik from everybody, including from the even from the person from the Joe from whom there's Edom and Dinasayah. Yes, Aish.
Is it significant that Rashi sounds like he's only going on Oso Ishir and not Oso Stira, which seems different from his Chita before about Eid Echad Batuma?
Yeah. Yeah, let me remind me. I'll come back to that in a second. So the Mishnah Melech's understanding of Rashi is that the only Edom who have any effect on the Mayim, the Edom of Dinas Hayam who have effect on the Mayim, are Edom of the plainy of the Kinah. Other Edom have no effect on the Mayim at all. They have no effect on the Mayim at all. And I'm starting to have one is the Pilu Mishul Melech, the Pilu Mishul Melech Pshat and Rashi. The one is the purpose of the Mayim is to be Bedik from Pliny. The fact that the Mayim are Bedik from other people is only B'derech Gilgul. But the Mayim are to be Bedik or B'ikir from Pliny. So if she's B'dukul by, so if there's Eid and Medina Sayyam, that means in a certain sense she's B'dukul by Medis from Pliny. You know, that's my lashon. Duka ve'medes. Rashi says the lashon abchav by ha'meres tmeani. But let's say if there's, but I think it's a, I think that's the right havana. If there's eidim dinei se'an, that means from plainly she's duka ve'medes. There's no purpose to the hashka. If there's no purpose to the hashka, then the hashka doesn't do anything. And once it doesn't do anything, it doesn't do anything for many. If it doesn't do anything, then there's no purpose to the hashka. And if there's no purpose to the hashka, then the hashka is batul mubut. But if there's no eidim from plainly. There's only eidim from some other bayil, so then the mayim have a purpose. The mayim here are coming to be bayidik. The mayim have a purpose. Once the mayim have a purpose, then they're bayidik. Once the mayim are being administered to a woman who's not dukavei medis, then they are bayidiker. And when they're bayidiker, then b'derech gilgul they bayidik everything. And once they're bayidik everything b'derech gilgul, it doesn't matter that they're eidim din seyam. The b'dukah b'emedes is only to prevent the hashkah in the first place, to make the hashkah pointless. And then even though we don't know about the eidim, the minyan say, but since klapi shemayah gadia, the hashkah is purposeless, so it's not b'edik at all. But if you have eidim, if you have eidim tumah from somebody else, then the b'dikah is not purposeless. The b'dikah is still coming to be b'edikah from the, is doing its primary purpose, to be b'edikah from the plainy of the kili. And once the b'dikah is doing its, once it's a purposeful b'dikah that's b'edik, so then it's baidik from other people too. But there, Gilgul is going. It's baidik from other people too. And there, I don't care that she's dukav emenis. So that's the havan in the Mishnah Melech. Yeah, lefi the Mishnah Melech, I could talk here in Svara. That not only are Eidim Dina Seyah, even if the Eidim are here and they say what if the Eidim are here and they say that she was nitmes to Job? So I could hear that maybe we should still be mashker because that's not called dukav emedes. That's the holy side of the Mishnah Melech. To be called dukav emedes, it has to be dukav emedes from Pliny. That she's dukav emedes from somebody else is doesn't matter. And therefore, the mind will be mashker because she's not dukav emedes in the main event over here, the Pliny. She's not dukav emedes. It will be mashker even if the Edom are here saying that she was mizadeh from Pliny. Not only Medina Seyar. Maybe not. Maybe you could say if they didn't hear and we know she's coming to the bow, so what's the point of being masker? Like, why be masker? We know she's coming to the bow. So why are you going to be masker? I mean, if they didn't hear saying she was nitmes to Pliny, what's the point of being masker? We know she's also to the husband. To the bayil, she's also to Yisrael. What's the point of killing her? It could be even the Fila Mishnah Melech. There's a lot going on here in Cheshbon, but even the Fila Mishnah Melech, it could be that even though the main purpose of the Mayim is to buy Dikr from Pliny, and the Eina Medina Sayam and somebody else will have no effect, because that's not the main Dikr. The main Dikr of the Mayim is from Pliny. That won't neutralize the Dikr. And once the Mayim are effective and will be Mashker. And once we're Mashker, then the Mayim will kill her even from Pliny. Derech Gilgal. But if Edom are here and say she was nipis to Pliny, then maybe no point to be mashker. What's the point? She has to get divorced anyway. So what are you going to do? It's time to kill her. So there may not be a point in the hashkah. But the Edom Medina Sayyam, they only neutralize the Mayim if she's a Abduka by Medis from Pliny. If she's not a Abduka by Medis from Pliny, then they don't neutralize the Mayim. And once they don't neutralize the Mayim go 100%. So that's possibility number one in Rashi. Possibility number two in Rashi is the Karen Ayer. That the Karen Oyer said that if there's Ein Medina Sayam from the Pliny, then the Maya won't be. If there's Ein from Medina Sayam, even from somebody else, the Mayim will be invalidated klapi to somebody else, because for the somebody else is Dukuvay Medis. And the Mayim won't be Boydiker from the somebody else. Even with Erech Gilgul, since she's Dukuvay Medis from the somebody else, the Mayim won't be Boydiker from that somebody else. But the Mayim will still be Boydiker from the Pliny of the Kinik. But then the Karanoia have a suffix. Well, what if you have Adam Dinas Yam from the Pliny of the Kinui? So the Mayim are certainly not going to be Boydiker from the Pliny of the Kinui. But will they still be Baidikur B'derech Gilgul from somebody else? Maybe, yeah. Because from somebody else, that's the whole Yisrael of the Karen Ayur, that it's like personalized. It could be a Bdikur from one person and not from another. Maybe if it's Aiden from the Baal, it's not Baidikur from the Baal, but it's Baidikur from the somebody else. And maybe not. Maybe if there's Aiden from the Baal, once it's Aiden from the Baal and it's not Baidikur from the Baal, from the Pliny, then maybe there can't be any Gilgul, because the Gilgul doesn't have a platform. If the Mayim are just spring water, Lagabe Pliny, then they're spring water for everybody, because there's no Gilgal. So those are the three Sladim here in the Rav. Okay, fine. Having belabored that point, let's go back then.
Maybe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Sage. I wanted to get back to Sage's point. Jack, what do you want to say?
Is Bederek Gilgal, is that a Svara? When the Gemara says that it's Bodek?
Well, the world is after a possible. Amen, amen. Amen, Isha, amen, amen. What's the amen, amen? We want one amen. What's the two? So the Gemara says that the amen, imi, amen, mi, amen, mi, shacha. You see that the coin is Magagal or other people too. And she's Makabal Shu on everybody, and there's a dika for everybody. Yeah, Sage pointed out it's Ruin Rashi that the Edom are only coming to say, the Edom, even within the Shiddish Rashi, that Edom from other people will not foil the Bdika. It's only Edom from Mizeh, only Edom from Pliny. How do you understand the Rashi? But it doesn't say in Rashi that it has to be Edom from Isis Stira. We had a Rashi earlier in the Masechta by Eid Echod, after Kinev Stira. The thing is that after Kinev Stira and Eid Echod is Neman. If an Eid Echod comes and says she was Mizana and Eid Echod is Neman after Kinev Stira, Rashi said that the Nemanus of Eid Echod is only by Isis Stira. And Erechud, who says she was Mazana with that same person, but not in that stira, not in that occasion, that there was Kini and stira, will have no name on us. Yeah, so Necham is Takacholuk. But I think there's a Hezber. The reason Rashi holds, the Gemara says in Dav Gimel, that an Erechud is only Neman because there's Reglayim with Dovah, Shrei Kini Lov and Istro. Normally an Erechud should not be Neman at all. It's an Dovah Shev Erev Pachos Mishnayim. Pachos Mishnayim. There's a special din that we're maimin an echod because the kinyan v'stira made a raglayim l'dover. So Rashi holds that the raglayim l'dover is only that stira. There's raglayim l'dover that she was nitma on that occasion. There's no raglayim l'dover that she was nitma on other occasions. Rama's takacholik. We saw the Rama holds that once this kinyan stira, this raglayim l'dover, she was nitma with that guy other times too. But Rashi holds the raglayim l'dover is on that stira. But here we're talking about two edim. Two Adam don't need a reglayim l'dover. Two Adam have an emonus gmur. So loyal zanu donim. The Adam have a full emonus. The problem is they're medina sayam. So does the fact that there are Adam medina sayam maker of dukav emedis that the mayim shouldn't be by dukar? So that's Rashi holds from that person is one bdika. That's not a gilgul. The omen omen that we make a gilgul is omen miishze omen miishacher. There's no gilgul omen miistirazu omen miistiracheres. The Mayim Abaydikar from this person, Shalei B'derech Gilgul. So that doesn't matter which steer it was. So if you have Adim, Dina Siyan, that she was not with Pliny, it doesn't have to be in that steer. She's Dukav Emedes from the main Dika Samay. Yeah, anyway, so Rav Sheshes learns it out from the Pasuk. Because it says, V'nitzrovi
Nitmo. Rabbi?
Yeah.
Well, what if one aide came and said that he'd seen it Achar Shtia, like Tosa thinks that there'd be no difference.
That's close to something.
So would we have to say for Rashi that he holds it, meaning Rabbi's
position was what if an Eid Echot came with, right, if an Eid Echot came with Rashi Lechur, that would have to be by Shtia, because he has no Nemanus otherwise. in Chanan. Rashi, we don't know what Rashi holds about Tosfos Sofik altogether, but if Rashi held that, well, it's Masabah that way. An Erech after Hashkol can't be better than an Erech Kodim Hashkol. An Erech Bnei Nisayam is not going to accomplish more than he would accomplish if he was here. Well, even if he was here and he was made, but not on that stira, on the stira acharis, we would ignore him. So if we would ignore him when he's here, we ignore him when he's in China too. And it'll have no effect. Like, that's clear in Rashi. If an Erechot is here and says she was nitma v'stir acheres, we'll be mashker. How are we going to be mashker? He's not worse than if he was in Medina Seah. There it says, because an Erechot, not v'is v'stir is nothing. Yeah, v'aytin Rashi, v'aydein bo. So what's the deal? What's the drasha? The drasha is the pasuk says in pasuk Yigimel that it says in Chumash. Yeah, Pastor Nosa Dabba May Sol and Martalehim, Ishishki Sister Ishtoi. Shachem Ishai Shishik by Zerav and Elamain Isha and Nistra of Initma. So there was Stira and there was Kinoi. Where it said that based, there was already Kinoi. The eight aimbo of Hiloin is Vasa. That's Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gedalid is, Pasuk Gedalid is that there's a, if there's a suffix, was it he nitma, or was it he lay nitma? So the hebi is shishishte lakayin. So we go through the whole process and so on. So from pasuk gedalin and on is a suffix saita who we're going to be masker. But pasuk gimel prefaces that it was eight aimbo. So agamara seems to be saying, of sheshes and agamara seems to be saying that the eight aimbo is a prerequisite. Pasuk gimel, the eight aimbo is a prerequisite for pasuk gedalin. When does pasuk gedalin go forward? That we're masker with me, we're masker misafik. If there was eight aim, but there was no eight in the world. But if there was an eight anywhere in the world, it means two eight. If there were two eight anywhere in the world, so then we're not going to be mashker. Yeah, one eight is Tosfos Sofik. But for eight aim, but if there's two eight for sure, maybe one eight is Sofik of Tosfos. So it's possible. So if that, only if that condition is met, that there's no eight anywhere in the world, eight in Tuma, then Pasuk Gedalad goes forward. So Rashi asks, that's not the Gemara in that base. We had a sugya. That's that thing where the Gemara in that base understood these psukim. The Gemara in that base understood these psukim. That pasuk gimel, the eight aimba, is a different case than pasuk gedalad. Pasuk gimel is talking about if there's an eight echad here saying that she was mazana, and the eight aimba means that there weren't two eidim, but there was one eid. The eight aimba doesn't mean there are no eidim. Eight aimba means there's an eight echad. You don't need two eidim. One eid is enough to tell me that he learned his foster, that she wasn't Nenes, but she was Mazana Berotzen, and if she was Mazana Berotzen, she's Tmeya, and she's Vade Asur. And that's not a prerequisite to Pasuk Gimel, but it's the opposite. It's not a prerequisite to the following Psukim, but it's the opposite of the Psukim afterwards. Torah is telling two different things. Pasuk Gimel says that Ve'eid Eimbo, if you don't have two Eidim, but you have one, then he's Nemon, the Erechot is Nemon, because there's Raglayim Dover after Kina Vestira, and she's Tmeya Vadai, and she's not Shaisa. And in Pasuk, and then the next Pasuk is talking about where there's no Eidim, and in that case we have to be Mashka. So Rashi's bothered. So Agam, so it doesn't say what this Drasha. The whole Drasha, this Drasha seems to be assuming that for eight Eimba means that there are no Eidim, and that's why we're Mashka. We might have based understood that eight Eimba means there is an Eid Echad. There's no two Eidim, but there is an Eid Echad, and that's when we're not Mashka. So Rashi says, I forgot that Shinul El Eid Echad. Means there's no aid, and therefore, and that's when B'chala pasha. Hayesh ba'eid, ain't a mayim b'eid k'nosa. But if there's an eid, the mayim are not b'eid again. I don't know if eid over here means one eid or two. How far is eid mikri yotzim ribshutai go? You know, you could say eid mikri yotzim ribshutai, and that means that eid ain't b'eid means not even one eid, and even one eid will foil the, will prevent the mayim from being b'eid. We could say that at Adka Dekach, we don't say in Mikri Yotzim Rei Pshuta. In Mikri Yotzim Rei Pshuta, but still within the rule that Kol Mokom Shomer Torah Eid Arei Kan Shnayim. So Eid Eba, we're going at Ein Mikri Yotzim Rei Pshuta, that Eid Eba means that there aren't Einim in Medina Sayam, and that's the, it's a prerequisite Akadoma to the next Pasuk, the Hashka. That's the Ein Mikri Yotzim Rei Pshuta. But Eid Eba still means two Eid, not one Eid. That's totally in Tosfos Sofer. It's interesting. Rashi and Chumash learns the pasuk of Ed Ein Bo like Agamar. Ed Ein Bo, Lutumah, Aval Yesh Eidim L'Stira. Rashi over there learns it's a. Yeah, there's no Eidim on the. There's no Eidim on the Tumah. There's no Eidim on the Tumah. So the Mefarshi Rashi, the Gurai, the Maral, in the Gurai says that he asks in the word that base. And the Gurai says, yeah, but Rashi and Chumash are going to Pshuta Shal Nikra and Mikri Yotzim Rei Pshuta. It's interesting that the Gurai is not Mitzayin, that Rashi by us is Beferish Taka, that that's the Pshuta Shal Nikra. The Pshuta Shal Nikra is like Agamar. That Eid Ein Bo means there's no Eid Ein Bo, that's why we are Mashker. Not that there is an Eid, and that's why we're not Mashker. Yeah. Let's see, Lightning Mora, but how do Eidim is Nisim? He brought his rife, Rosh Hashanah brought a rife in the Mishnah. What's the rife in the Mishnah? Diktoni, Shabbat, Eidim, Shitmeh. The Mishnah says one of the cases that she's Asur Lechel, the Truma forever, is that Eidim came and she was Tameh. Now, to also Eidim Emas, when did these Eidim come and say that she's Tameh and now she's Asur with Truma forever? He named him a Kama de Tishti, if the Eidim came before the Hashkah. So what's the Chiddush? Zaini. Of course she's Asur with Truma forever, she's the Chazaina. El the boss of the Shasai must be that Einim came after she drank. So if you say that the mere existence of these Einim, even before they came, prevented the Mayim from being Baidukur, so then I understand why we believe the Einim when they come after the Hashkar. Even though the Hashkar seems to contradict them. Because they themselves, since they exist, so they invalidate the Hashkar, so there's a mockum to believe them. But if we'll say that the Mayim are Baidikur, even if there are Eidim B'din Sayam, so these Mayim were Baidikur, and she came out exonerated. So why do we believe the Eidim? The Glei Muslim Afeid, the Sadi Shakranin, we should treat the Eidim as Eidim Shakran. So it says a Sheishis, it's a riot to his Yisoid. It's a two-step, the riot goes in two steps. The Mishnah says that if Eidim come, she's a Surah B'Trumal Olam. So what's the case? If the Eidim came before the Hashkah, it's not even a Chiddush. Of course she's a Surah B'Trumal Olam. She's a Surah B'Trumal Olam. And that's apparently a double pasuk that if Einim came that she's Tmeya, we're not going to be mashker to double check. We know for a fact that she's Tmeya. And the story, she's Asur B'Trumah Lailam. It must be Einim came afterwards. And we believe the Einim will come afterwards. But if the Einim came afterwards, that means she's alive. Well, if she's alive, that means she survived the Mayim. If she survived the Mayim, then she's Tahira. So how do you believe the Einim? It must be that since there were Einim, they didn't come now. We know that they existed before. Since there were Eidim in existence, so the mind with Hakanah Baidakir, so we're able to believe the Eidim. That's the Raya. That's Rosh Hashanah's Raya. So, Trashi, when highlight on Harinu La'ainin, Mishun Dekra, so Rashi's bothered. What do you need a Mishnah if it's a Pasuk? The Eidim was. Fairish a Pasuk. So Rashi said, no, Pasuk Nafsa Shirai, Mishun Dekra, La'a Raya Kolkach, the Dashinu L'Saita Vadois, Yesh Be'ed Echad Lefanenu, La'a Mishlei Tishtah. Ein mikri yotzim ripshuta, apparently our commitment to ein mikri yotzim ripshuta is not that strong. We could learn maybe the pasuk staka, yes, yotzim ripshuta, maybe the pshuta shemikri, it doesn't count. So I need, so Rav Sheshi showed me, no, it's a Mishnah with Bereshis that ain't Mikri Yetzim Edipshuta. Zaini, Pshita, that's your Betruma. The Tana, the, what's the Pshitos? The Tana Lehi Meres Tmeyani. Interesting Rashi. It's Pshita that she's a Tishasur Lutruma. The Tana Lehi Meres Tmeyani. I actually need this one. Adam and Emma. So of course it's possible that she's a surah truma. Adam came. That's a query where Rashi was. Tell me about Mary's Tamani. It's Kilo, that, maybe there would be a Chiddush over here. Adam came and said before the Hashkar that she was Mizana, there's a Chiddush, she's a Surah B'Trum Al-Aylam. But that Chiddush actually is already subsumed in Haimeres Tamayani. Adam come and say she's a Zayna. Isn't it possible she's a Surah B'Trum Al-Aylam? Maybe Rashi means, maybe it's not so pashut. Maybe even if Adam come, if she insists on her innocence, maybe we could be mashker and contradict Adam. So Rashi, no, you see that I'm Eretz Tmeyani, we're not mashker because she's Dukuvei Medes. So Adam is for sure Dukuvei Medes and we're not mashker. Why did the Mishnah have to say it? Maybe that's what Rashi means. You see from this Rashi, a chiddush shtickle. There's also a little bit of medina in the Mishnah Melech. When a woman says to me, so why is she not Shaisa? So you could say, because every woman who says Tmeyani is also automatically saying Eini Yoreitzu Lishtos. And there's a din that if she says Eini Yoreitzu Lishtos, she doesn't have to be, she doesn't have to drink. That then we're learning that I could. But that's a separate case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah has two cases. Tmeyani and Haimeris Eini and Haimeres Eini Shaisa. I don't want to drink. So you could say, it's one din. If she doesn't want to drink, she doesn't have to drink. If she says Tmeyani, then obviously she doesn't want to drink because it would be suicidal for her to drink. Obviously, if she says I'm Tmeya, then she's saying that the water would kill me. So why would she want to drink? There's no upside in her drinking. But Rashi and Nafchav says that that's not the reason. Rashi and Nafchav says that Emer is Tamei, and the reason why she doesn't drink is because she's Bduka Vemetis. We're in that Rashi, that the reason why when she says Tamei, she doesn't drink is not because it's like she said, any right solutions. It's a new halacha that she's, it's a new halacha that since she's Bduka Vemetis, she doesn't have to drink. There's no point in her drinking. And then it's Mukhuch. We talked about this in the during finals, those who were here during finals. It's muchach that way. Because the Mishnah says later on, the Mishnah says later on that there's a difference in the halacha between a woman who says any rights of lishtais and a woman who says tmeani. A woman who says any rights of lishtais, we're not mashker, balkarcha, but only if we have not yet been meichik the Megillah. If they were already meichik the Megillah, then they're mashker balkarcha. But if she says Tmeani, then we're not, Mishnah Mefreshes, if she says Tmeani, then we're not Mashker, even if they were ready, Meichik the Megillah, then we'll just spill it out. And that's where the Rashi is going on. I think it's the Mishnah where Rashi, and not Rashi and Nafchah. That's the Mishnah where Rashi is going on. Rashi is coming to explain that. Why, when she says Tmeani, are we not Mashker Bal Kocha? If she said any righteousness, we would be Mashker Bal Kocha. So Rashi says, because by Tmeani, she's Bduka Vemedis. We can't be, the Hashkah is nothing. The Hashkah is to be Bduka because she's Bduka Vemedis. So it's Mukhav, the din of Tmeani is not only that she's any rights of Lishtais. There's a new din that she becomes Bduka Vemedis. And you see that once you're Bduka Vemedis, we're not Mashker. So maybe that's what Rashi over here is saying. Is that if Adam came that she's Tmeo, of course we don't, of course she's a Surah B'Trum, we're not going to be Mashker. Because she's Bduka Vemedis. It's the Mishnah didn't have to say it. Because the Mishnah says even Tmeini is Luka Vemenis. So Al Chaskama Vachama that if Adam came, that she's Luka Vemenis. So therefore, the Mishnah, when it says Adam came, it can't mean Kaidim Hashkoh, because that's not a Kiddush, that's already included in Tmeini. It must be talking a little bit after she drank. And why is that a Kiddush? And the Kiddush of the Mishnah is that we believe the Adam, even though they seem to be contradicted by the Mai. Now, why Taka is not contradicted by the Mayim? So if you say Reb Sheshes is Chiddush, then Eidim Dina Sayam, subvert the Mayim, so then it's Shapin, then it's good. Mishum Hochi, Loi Machzikin, Loi Kishaki. That's why we don't assume these are Eidim Shakonim. The reason why the Mayim were in Baidikur is because these Eidim were around. They hadn't gotten here yet, but the Eidim were around. But if you say the Mayim are Baidikur regardless, then how would Makabal these Eidim? So that's Reb Sheshes is right. That's not Anil Einim Mimas Nisan. That's Reb Sheshes is right. But the fact that Adam are believed after the Hashkah. So to go right there, Amalei of Yosef, La'olam Eimeloch Mayim Beit Kenosim. Not a riot. Maybe La'olam the Mayim are Beitiker, even if they're Adam Dinas Hayam, it doesn't prevent the Mayim from being Beitiker. The Adam Dinas Hayam don't count. Since the Adam aren't here, the Mayim are Beitiker. So if that's the case, how do we understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that if Adam come, and Rav Yosef agrees that the Mishnah must be talking about Adam after the Hashkah. The Mishnah says if Adam came after the Hashkah, we believe the Adam. How do we believe the Adam? Aren't they Adam Shakronim? Aren't they contradicted by the Hashkah? So Rav Yosef says, no, not necessarily, because the fact that she survived the Mayim, Adam was Chus Taylor. Maybe the reason is because she has Chus Taylor. See later on in the Mishnah that if she has Chus Taylor, if she's a woman who learns Taylor, The schus could be Taylor, Shtayim, Mishalish, Shonim. The schus could be Taylor, Mars is not more than 3 years. But she could have, 3 years could go by without the Mayim being, the schus could be Taylor that it should take the Mayim 3 years to be Baitiker. So therefore, it could very well be that she went through the Mayim. She came out unscathed. So, the Mayim says she's Muteris to the husband, she's Muteris to Truma. We rely on the Mayim. We're not choshish that maybe Schus was Taylor. Whatever the Hasbar is, we rely on the Mayim. But if Adam came already, that we won't say that Adam Shakon. Because there is a possibility that Schus was Taylor. Therefore, Yosef says, if Yosef Pshut is Chaylik and Roshesh is a din, and he says, from the Mishnah Narayim. What does Rashi say? That's it. then we have to understand, if this taka is such a possibility that schus was toilet and it's not recognizable, she could walk out of the mayim unscathed, and to all intents and purposes, she looks like she's fine. And the Gemara says, the Hemshech, the Avesis holds, she's not even mistavenis vayleches. She'll walk out of the mayim and she'll look great, and she'll look healthy, and she'll look 100% as if the mayim had exonerated her, and it's really not true. The schus was toilet. So why is she mataris to the husband? Why aren't we always chayshish that there was schus toilet? So b'pshuta, you have to say that it's a dover rochik. It's a dover rochik that the schus should be toiler. Well, we say three ways. There's three possibilities. Possibility number one, it's time it's a dover rochik that the schus should be toiler. How likely is it that she had that schus was toiler? So the Edom and I, Edom Shakonim, Edom come, Edom come. We have no choice. We have to believe the Edom. But in the absence of Edom, Mistoma, there was no schus toilet. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two is that even if it's not a dover rochik, maybe it's an even chance that schus was toilet. But it takes off the raglayim lower of the kini and the stira. Why was she also in the first place? She was also in the first place because kini and stira created a raglayim lower that she was tmeah. That raglayim lower is offset by the fact that she passed through the mic. So even though there's a chance that maybe even a good chance that it was chus toilet, but it's enough to break the raglayim dover of the kini v'stir. And then there's a third possibility. This goes to the shita saramam. We're going to take a look at the Rambam afterwards, as soon as we see this, when we finish this shtuk memoir by Mestavenis Vailechas. But the Rambam says that she's muteris the baila even if she's Mestavenis Vailechas. We're getting ahead of ourselves. I'm assuming that I'm to the Gemara. The Rambam paskins that a woman who's chus toilet is Mestavenis Vailechas. In Hemshuk Lengmar, that's the shita of Rav Yosef. She's Mistavenis Vailechas. And that's what the Rambam paskins, that a woman who is chus toilet is Mistavenis Vailechas. Nonetheless, the Rambam paskins that a woman who is Shoisa and she's Mistavenis Vailechas, meanwhile, is Muteris to the Baal. So that's a pellet, B'Skrobist. How could it be? The water, the mind did not exonerate her. She's Mistavenis Vailechas. That means maybe it's not proof of guilt. Mistavenis Vailechas, maybe it's not proof of guilt. Maybe she just happened to get sick. But it's not proof of innocence. If we see she's Mistavenis Vailechas, it's certainly not proof of innocence. So how's she mutaris to the husband? It was Kinney and Stira. And the water, the mayim don't prove that she's innocent because we see she's mistavenis vailechas. She presents symptoms of a schus toilet. And nonetheless, they're not passing, she's mutaris to the husband. So in whatever the hesber is, apparently once you have hashka, it's exeris hakosu that she becomes mutaris to the husband. The Biskrov said that the pshat is because the whole issue to the husband was only exeris hakosu. Really, she has a cheskes kashus. Reb Chaim already said, really, she has a cheskes kashus. The kini and stira didn't. Rav Chaim was miyasin in the Rambam that the kini and stira aliba demes don't break the cheskes kashus. Rav Chaim said it to explain the Rambam. The Rambam says if you have kini and stira, a woman had kini and stira, but there was no edim and there was no hashkor, kini and stira, and was stuck now in the kini and stira, and then the husband just died, and now she's falling leibum. So even though she's chaletzis blame sevemes. But the tzara will be Messiah Bemis. So Chaim asks, why is the tzara Messiah Bemis? She's a suffix saito. A saito vadai, the tzara is not Messiah Bemis. The tzara is put, it's like an erva. The Gemara says in Yevamos, every suffix saito is an erva, and she and the tzara both are pturim and ayibum. So here's now, now she had kinyanis to you. She's a suffolk. The husband died, so she's in limbo as a suffolk. So the tsar is a suffolk. So it's a suffolk tsar is there, but how she miss your bemis? So Chaim said, it's not a suffolk, it's a cheskos kashos. Kinyanis to you didn't really break the cheskos kashos. So gzeres hakosuv, le'inyan hadvar maksuvim b'parashu, labal, laboyal, le'inyan hadvar maksuvim b'parashu, there's gzeres hakosuv, but she's a sura. But really, there's a cheskos kashos. So the Biskrov added, that's what Chaim, the Biskrov said, so that gzeres hakosuv is only until the hashkoh. Once there's a hashkoh, so she goes out of the parasha of Kinyan Steer. The Xeris Akosov no longer applies. She goes out of the parasha of Saita. Once she's out of the parasha of Saita, Cheskas Kashas, she's Muteris Labala. I she's Mutamenis Lelechas. Yeah, who knows? Maybe she got sick. But it's not that the Mayim exonerated her. Once she's out of, once she's past the Mayim, she's no longer in the parasha of Kinyan Steer. Yeah, how do we get here? So Nachmo. So Rav Yosef said, that there's a possibility that Chusus Taylor. So normally we don't care about that possibility that Chusus Taylor. She's Mutaris to the husband. We don't care. Normally she's Mutaris to the husband. We don't care that maybe it's Chusus Taylor. Feed the Ram is Poshut. Once she had Ashka, so even if she's Mutaris, even if she's Mutaris, she's Mutaris. She's out of the parish of Kini Vestira. If you say not like the Rambam, Rashi and Chav Chesed not like the Rambam, that if she's Mr. Venice Velechas, she's Yavad Asur to the husband. We see that she's Mr. Venice Velechas. But here she's not Mr. Venice Velechas. Here she's not Mr. Venice Velechas. Elamai, maybe Schus Taylor. Schus Taylor is a Dover Rochik. We're not Chesh for Schus Taylor. Or even if it's not such a Dover Rochik, but it breaks the Raglaim with Dover. Dashka breaks the Raglaim with Dover. It's Okimara. But my commitment. What's the machlekes of sheishes and reis? In this nabnu the Rebbe. The stand Rebbe Yomer schus toil b'mayim amorim vein yoledis vein mishavachas elam misnavenis elechas l'soif shi meisu v'isa misa. If sheishes over ben the Rebbe ben the Rabbani misnabna. If sheishes over the Rebbe happy misnabna the Rabbani happy misnabna. What's going on? It's too much nice. The Mishnah says in that Kofa Medala. Yeah, the mission isn't that chokham and aleph. In the age of schus, has the Torah. If she had a schus, Umar says schus Torah, she learned Torah, so then the schus could be Torah. Yesh schus Torah, Shana, Achas, Yesh schus Torah, Shtei Shana, Yesh schus Torah, Gimel Shana. So schus could be Torah up to 3 years. That's the mission that chokham. Then the mission that chokham, Bezim and Bez, says that Reb Shimon is Torah. Reb Shimon Omer ain't schus Torah, but Mayim Amar. Because imatayim is chus toil b'mayim amorim. Amorim, madha oisa ato es amayim b'nei kol anoshim asha isus amoisa ato shem ra la toir shishosu. Sh'ayimim t'mei esem. Elo shetosel in chus. Rav Shimon says chus is not toil. He says, if you're going to say chus is toil, so first of all, you're going to take away the deterrent from the women who are shishos. We'll see in Agamar what that means exactly. But you're going to take away the deterrent of the mayim. And number two, that means the women who were exonerated, people are going to say, maybe they weren't really exonerated. They're going to be Maitzi Shemra on them. So Rav Shimon denies the whole thing of Schus Toilet. Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi says, Schus Toilet Mayim Amar. Schus Taka Toilet. But it doesn't mean she's symptom free. Ve'ena Yeledes, Ve'ena Mishabachas, Ele Misnevenis, Ve'elechas, L'Seifi Mesa, Ve'isa Misa. At the end, she dies Ve'isa Misa, that's Yerei Chatzov, and so on. And meanwhile, she's Misnevenis, Ve'elechas. So Rebbe's a response to Rav Shimon. He's saying, so therefore, there's still a deterrent, and they're not going to be made to Shema on a woman who was Yotzanoki because they see she's not Mr. Venice Velechas. So it says that, so it's when we go into Agamara that this is Machlekes. It's clearly Machlekes Rav Shimon and Rebbe. But it's when we go into Agamara that it's also Machlekes Chachamim and Rebbe. The Chachamim and Davchof, who said Schus is Taylor, and they didn't say anything about Mr. Venice Velechas. I mean, that's machlekes of Esav and Sheshes. Is Rav Yosef and Sheshes are arguing? Do the Chacham argue on Rebbe? Rebbe said she's been tamenis vayleches. What about the Chacham Dav Chof? They didn't say a word about Mr. Venice vayleches. So Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef are arguing. Rav Sheshes holds that everybody agrees to the Mr. Venice vayleches. Even though Rebbe's the one who said it, Chacham didn't mention it in Dav Chof, they also agree she's been tamenis vayleches. So if she's mistamenis vayleches, in the case of Schus Toila, then if a woman drank and she's not mistamenis vayleches, then obviously she must really be innocent. She's not a Schus Toila person, she's really innocent. Well, if she's really innocent, then why are the Eidim who come afterwards Nema? Said Rav Sheshes, it must be a raya that Eidim Dina Sayam prevent the mind from being bitten. Whereas if Yosef held, that Chachomim argue on Rebbe. Chachomim don't hold for misnavenis vayelechas. They hold that a woman could walk away from the bdika symptom-free and really be guilty, but it was chus toile. And therefore, that's why Eidim and Eman after the Ashkah, because they're not contradicted by the Ashkah, because even though she survived the Ashkah, and even though she's not showing any signs of misnavenis vayelechas, it could very well be that she's guilty, just she's chus toile. So Mele is a mokum to believe the Eidim, and there's no riot there of Sheshes Yisoid, Rav Yosef also, no riot there of Sheshes Yisoid, that Eidim Dina Siyam prevent the Bdika. That's what it says in Agama. So we have a machlekes if there's a machlekes. Rav Sheshes says there's no machlekes about Mr. Menes Veilechas. Everybody agrees to Mr. Menes Veilechas, and therefore a woman who's not Mr. Menes Veilechas was definitely not a Schus Toila person. So she's definitely innocent, and yet Eidim and Eman afterwards, it must be because Eidim Dinas Hayam prevent the Bdika. And Rav Yosef holds, no, there is a machlekes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, and Rebbe don't hold for Mr. Venice Vayleches, and therefore Rebbe doesn't hold for Mr. Venice Vayleches, and then Chacham don't hold for Mr. Venice Vayleches, and Am Mishnah is going like the Chachamim, and therefore a woman could survive the Ashkah and really be guilty, even though she's not showing any symptoms. And therefore, our Mishnah says that the Eidim and Eman afterwards. According to Rebbe Taka, maybe the Eidim would not be Eman afterwards. But our Mishnah says Eidim and Eman afterwards is going like the Chacham. That's the Gemara. Look, Rashi. Elam is Naveres Veileches. I'm sorry. The Kamifagir of Sheshes Rebbe Yosef. That's where we're up to. And the end she dies by Samisa Sibi Bitna Vinipul Yerach. This is all Rebbe talking. Rav Sheshes Sovar, Li Pligi Rabbanan Oy the Rebbe. The Rabbanan don't argue on Rebbe. Ela She Seifi Mesa by Samisa Luchud. They only argue about the best if she dies by Seif by Samisa. The flag that Rashi will come back to that. Aval misnavenis leiflik, but there's no machlekes about misnavenis. Everybody agrees that the kol mishus chus toilu misnavenisi. V'zu hayol v'leinis nabna leitoilu l'schus. So therefore, this woman who's not misnavenis, she was clearly not toilu l'schus. Ela she'en really bad akram, she made it, but it's rather eidim minisiyam that prevented the bika. Rav Yosef Sovar, really bad akram, ela schus toilu, eidim minisiyam, Don't prevent the bdika, and she's really bodik. I should survive. Schus toilala. For imishum delaytis nabno, how many rabboni do amal akam and schus toilala. The kasabi lehapni misnabna klau. So, it's moving the Rashi. Poshup shat in Gemara, if you read the Gemara, I would say, the machlekes, it sounds like the machlekes of Sheshes and Rav Yosef, is that Rav Sheshes holds, there is no machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbon. And it was only Rabbi Yosef was machadish and the machlekes or the Rebbe and the Rabbanan. That's how I explained before. That there's a machlekes if there's a machlekes. Rav Sheshes also says no machlekes. Chachamim and Rebbe both agree. Rav Shimon is chayla, but Chacham and Rebbe both agree that Schus is that she's mistamenis leleches. So they agree 100%. They agree the whole thing. They agree to the mistamenis leleches, but soifim mesa veisimiso. There's no machlekes. Rav Yosef learns in the Mishnah that there is a machlekes. Rashi is mavur not doing. Rashi is mavur that ben Rav Sheshes, ben Rav Yosef, there is a machlekes. There's a machlekes about how she dies. The Chachamim, the Chachamim agree that she dies only after Gimel Shanim, at least at the maximum she dies, but not by Isa Misa. Rebbe is the one who's Mechadish that she dies by Isa Misa. That's for sure Machlekes. The Machlekes, the Sheshes and Rav Yosef argue whether they also argue about Mr. Menes Ve'Leches. Rav Sheshes holds no, they only die about how she dies. They only argue about how she dies, but Mr. Menes Ve'Leches everybody holds from. And Rav Yosef says that they argue about everything. They argue both about how she dies and they argue about Mr. Menes Ve'Leches. So the very Nachlidim, how Rashi knew this? Mechitesa. The pastors in the Gemara is that Rav Sheshes holds, so there's no Machlekes at all between Rebbe and the Chacham. The Rebbe's coming to be Mefarsh the Chacham. Rebbe's mentioned separately because he's a response to Rav Shimon. Yet Mestama of Shad is that Rashi held that it's Mashman the Mishnah, it's two different days. If the Chacham and the Chacham were exactly identical with Rebbe and the Chacham, based on the base, then the Mishnah wouldn't say it separately. Or somehow the Mishnah would have, somehow it was Mashmat Rashi that there is a Machlekes between Chacham and Rebbe. It's two different days in the Mishnah. So there has to be a Machlekes about something. So it could be Machlekes and Mestamenes Ve'Leches. If it's not a Machlekes and Mestamenes Ve'Leches, then it's a Machlekes about Basayfi Mesa by Samiso. Chacham didn't say the words Basayfi Mesa by Samiso, only Rebbe said it. Again, that's very awesome. Chacham didn't say anything. They didn't say Mestamenes Ve'Leches and didn't say Basayfi Mesa by Samiso. And Rebbe is the one who said all of those things. So if Rebbe is not coming Lafarish, if Rebbe is coming Lafarish, he's coming Lafarish. If he's not coming Lafarish, Mechatez the Chachamim agree to anything that Rebbe said. Where did Rav Sheshes get that Chachamim agree to the Misnavenes Velechas, but don't agree to the Vasayfim Mesa Vaisimis? Very awesome. So the Fir Rashi comes out like this. What do the Chachamim hold the Maisa in the Mistavenes Ve'Leches issue, in Zchus Torah, what it looks like? According to Rav Sheshes, they both agree that she's Mistavenes Ve'Leches, but they argue about the Misa. According to Chachamim, she's not Mesa Ba'isa Misa. She dies a natural death. I mean, maybe from the Mistavenes Ve'Leches, but not Ba'isa Misa. And according to Rebbe, she dies by Isa Misa of Yerechon and Felis and so on. According to Yosef, Chachamim don't hold from anything, not Isa Misa and not Misnavenis Vehileches. After 3 years, she drops dead, but there's no Misnavenis Vehileches and there's no Isa Misa. The Rambam, Paskins, that she's Mestavenes Ve'Leches and she's Maisa Ba'isa Misa. Rambam Pegim Alachachav. So I to show you the Schus Tama Teir. After Pishayna Mitzuvah Tama Teir, I raise a title of Aina Maisa Vashaita Elini Maikis Ve'Leches Ve'Chalom Kvedim Ba'inaleo Yishat Thomas Achashono Yishayim Yishalosh Lefis Chusot. So the chayra, I didn't look at the Caleb, but I'm just thinking the chayra just chays me out. Who's the Rambam passing like? Rebbe and the Chacham, some of the loch is like the Chacham. So he's passing some like of Sheshes. It's passing like the Sheshes that there's no machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim and Chachamim agree to Rebbe that she's Mestamenes Ve'Leches, but the Rambam says that she's Mesa Ba'isa Miso. It sounds like the Rambam learned not like Rashi that according to Rav Sheshes there's no machlekes at all, and the Chachamim holds she's Mestamenes Ve'Leches and she's Mesa Ba'isa Miso. We'll come out lechayr not like Rashi. What did the Sikhei say here? Yeah, I didn't look. Well, Kismish doesn't say anything. It's the Pesach Yom Tov, apparently. Bring here in the margin. I'm looking at the Frankel Rambam. They have here in the margin, in the Tzionim, that the Rambam passing like a Rebbe, was a Mestaba like Rebbe. Even on the Pirush Mishnayos, he says that halacha, we don't pass like a Yochid. Whatever. Pesach Yom Tov assumes that he's passing like Rebbe. I don't know if it's not true. I don't have a Tosfos Yom Tov. Anybody in the Beis Medrash with is a Tosfos Yom Tov? I want to get a Perush Mishnah. Perush Mishnah, I say, yeah. I'm going to get a Perush Mishnah.
Ready?
Yeah.
The Tosfos Yom Tov says, like you're saying, that they don't argue at all. So when he's saying he goes like Rebbe, it means that he's just going like both, because they don't think they argue.
Who says?
The Tosfos Yom Tov says, Perish Rosh Ivelo Pligurban Ella Alea de Rebbe Ella Vasovshi Mesa Vosom Misa Lachud Ad Khan of a Ramba Mechiburo Perik Gimel Hetik Divri Rebbe Afshar Shasover the Tanakam Rebbe Lo Pligi Klal.
Oh, okay. So that's what we're saying. That's like I'm saying. This is a very interesting Rambam. Wow. The Rambam himself in the Pirush Mishnayos, and this Maaseh, and this Rebbe, that Shem's Tavenis Veileches, so it says the Rambam, Ukvar Amarti L'choloi Pam, told you more than once, Shem Nechleku Chachomim, not necessarily going on Rebbe and Chachomim, he could go on Rebbe and Reb Shimon. But he says, "Im nechlku chachomim beeza hashkofa v'deo she'ein tachlisum masim in hamaisim." If you have a machlekes between the chachomim in some hashkofa or deo that doesn't have enough kamina lemaisa, ein loymer shom halacha kepleini. Then there's no definitive halacha. There's no psak halacha. It sounds like Rambam is saying, I don't have to pass him whether the halacha is like a shimon, or I don't think he's talking about whether this machlekes is Rebbe and the chachomim. He's talking on the Mishnah of Rav Shimon and Rebbe. He's saying, Rav Shimon and Rebbe, they're arguing about, is she misnavenes ve'elechas? We don't say halacha can be, because what's in the gate to us if she's misnavenes ve'elechas? It's not in the gate to us, in the gate to the Rebbe Shalom. So there's no need to pass in a halacha. We don't have to say halacha can be. So that's interesting. I mean, first of all, it's interesting on a hashkafa basis. You know, you hear a lot of times people say that there's halacha is like so and so, and halacha so in hashkafa also there's a halacha. Or it says it's a idea. The Rambam says not that way. The Rambam says in a hashkafa v'deya there's no ein loy misham halacha complaining. So Rambam is mitzia. Number two. I don't understand something. There is not gemina lahalacha. If Adam came after the hashka, if Edom came after the Hashka and she wasn't Nisnaven Nisvay Leches, will we believe the Edom? Oh, but maybe not, because Edom Medina Seyam, we passed in the Kavshashis. Edom Medina Seyam prevent the Hashka anyway. So there's no, that's not enough Gemini. Right, what's bothering me, L'chor, it's not Gemini. If Edom came after the Hashka, so if she's not Nisnaven Nisvay Leches, Edom Shakon. But if she's, I mean, if she is Nisnaven Nisvay Leches, and this, if a Schus Toilu person is Nisnaven Nisvay Leches, and this woman is not Nisnaven Nisvay Leches, then the Edom are Edom Shakonim, says Nagama. But if she's not Mr. Venus Velechas, then the fact that she's dead, if Schus Toilet does not make Mr. Venus Velechas, then the Edom would not be Edom Shakonim. But it's not true. The Edom are not Edom Shakonim anyway, because Edom Dina Siyam anyway subvert the Dika, because we pass them like that of Sheshes, that Edom Dina Siyam subvert the Dika. So that's Taka not Negele Mais. So therefore, the Ram says, it's Taka no Nafkamina la Halacha, whether or not she's Mr. Venus Velechas. I just want to think about that for a minute. Is there really no Nafkamina la Halacha? Whether she missed the Venice or Lechas, Gabi Edim, not Negea. Oh, the Rams that she tossed, Smari the Kazakh, the Rams that she tossed. Yeah, Yosef, I see your head is shaking. I mean, I see your agree. What's the Lushitossa?
He holds that she's Mutter. She's Mutter even if she's missed Neve.
Right. The Ram and Paskin said, even if she's missed the Venice or Lechas, she's still Mutter to the husband. If you hold like Rashi and Dafchav Ches, that a woman who's mistavenis vehileches is evidence of guilt and she's also to the husband. So then it would have to be negeh lemaisa. If a woman, if you hold like Shimon didn't hold for mistavenis vehileches. So if a woman drank, and she then, and even if a woman drank, even if she happens to be mistavenis vehileches, Rav Shimon would say that's nothing to do with the mayim. She's still mutter to the husband. According to Rebbe, that's evidence of guilt. She'd be also to the husband. So she tells her that she's mutter to the husband regardless. Okay, that's a nice nekuda. Okay, I think we'll stop here. And continue tomorrow, Mitzvah. How many of you guys, by the way, are in yeshiva? And is everybody here? If everybody here, I see this, I see nine people on the screen. Is everybody here at yeshiva? Or some of you are not are doing this not at yeshiva? But just by show of hands, who's in yeshiva? So I see three guys.
I think there are two other guys. I think there are five of us total. I think two of the guys were under camera.
I plan on coming to yeshiva later today, so I'll be in yeshiva.
Okay. No, it's just again to me how hard I should try to get up to come uptown. okay, so there are guys in yeshiva. Okay, so Mr. Shem, not every day, but certainly some. I thought today I'd come up. Yeah, Jack, you want to?
Oh, no, that my hand was up for being in yeshiva.
Oh, okay. Yosef, your hand's still up for your hand is Yosef, your virtual hand is up. That's for this, sir.
Yeah. My hand's up. About what Rebbe was saying with Rashi ala Torah. And Rebbe was saying that it's like our Gemara. Isn't it different? Because Rashi says that Rashi says like tafbeis, but with a different drasha. Is Rashi says that afil yirechad sha'amer nitmes. We're not talking about a case where it's sha'amer nitmes. It's just there's yirechad who saw tuma.
Yeah.
And then it would create an issue because for the mefarshei Rashi, they want to say Rashi there saying api pshutol shemekra. Rashi here saying that's not pshutol shemekra.
No, it's. The Pshuta Shel Mikra is that this is that Pasuk Gimel is the same case as Pasuk Gedalah. It's talking about when is she Shoyse? She's Shoyse when it's Eid Ein Bo. Right, so according to that, that's Pshuta Shel Mikra. The Gemara that Beis learns that Eid Ein Bo is the case that she's not Shoyse. That could be so I think it's still like our Gemara that the Pshuti Shel Mikra is that Eid Ein Bo is the case, the same case as Pasuk Gedal. It's the case when she is Shoyse. She's Shoyse because there wasn't an Eid. But if there was an Eid, she would not be Shoyse. Now, our Gemara is taking that further, that the Eid doesn't even have to be here. It could be within the Siyah, and that Rashi Chumash doesn't say. Okay, that's already a Tosefos, but it doesn't have to. You know, Rashi Chumash doesn't have to tell me that part of the Chiddush. Maybe that's not even true. It's Machlokes Sheshes and Rav Yosef. But as far as what is Pshuta Shel Mikra, Pshuta Shel Mikra is Eid Ein Bo means that an Eid prevents her from being Shoyse. I'm saying that It's the case of a suffix. There's an eight but that's why she's a suffix and she's shaisa, because there's an eight but there's no eight. That's why she's shaisa. Agama adds that the eight doesn't even have to be here. We could be in China. That Rashi and Chumash doesn't get into. Rashi and Chumash says that it's even an erechot. That's the chiddush. Rashi and Chumash says eight but means even an erechot. Rashi and Chumash is making the pshut shemikra with the vengeance that eight ema means eight echot ema. Which, if the eight is here, is certainly true. But if you're learning pshut shemikra, then if you're learning pshut shemikra and the eight is here, so eight ema must mean there's no eight ema at all, because an eight echot who's here will certainly prevent it from being shaisa. So that's where Rashi and Chumash is going with pshut shemikra. He doesn't say the eight is in China. He talks about the eight being here. And he says, even there's not even one eight over here. Could one be medayik that therefore, according to Agamar, which Agamar is going also pshut shemikra, and Agamar is saying that eight could even be in China. So maybe Agamar also would apply even with an erechot. Since Rashi Chumash tells me that in the pshut shemikra, eight ain't but means an erechot, and Agamar is going with eight mikra yosim pshutai. So maybe we could infer that even an erechot is a suffix, that even an erechot b'mdina seyam will also prevent it from being shais. Ulay. Okay. But we continue.
Thanks, really.
Well done.